In South Africa, the Nelson Mandela Foundation is reviewing the contents of two of Mandela's prison notebooks that have suddenly resurfaced. The books, from the years 1969 through 1971, were just returned to Mandela by a former police detective, Donald Card. He had kept them for three decades on top of his dresser. The two men have a long history. In 1964, Card testified against Mandela during the Rivonia trial, in which Mandela was sentenced to life in prison. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
In 1969, Donald Card was a rising star in the South African police force. Working as a detective in East London on the Indian Ocean coast, Card had broken up several military operations by Umkhonto we Sizwe, the armed wing of the African National Congress. He'd been so successful that the ANC had ordered his assassination. At the National Police Headquarters in Pretoria, his success landed him the job of screening all mail written by political prisoners on Robben Island. His job was to look for coded messages from the ANC leadership.
Like, for instance, there was one that I can remember pretty clearly. It said that the manager of the cinema had to be fired. That was established later that it was a branch manager of the African National Congress that was being kicked out. Now, you see, that's important information for somebody like the South African police to know that somebody had fallen out with the ANC.
Card still lives in East London. At 76, he's retired from a career in the security business. Sitting in his back garden, Card says he eventually grew morally opposed to the apartheid regime.
Gradually, I realized that the apartheid system was a disaster for South Africa. And I couldn't go on doing that type of work.
So in 1970, he quit the police force. But apparently no one mentioned this to the prison officials on Robben Island. The letters from political prisoners continued to arrive. At first, Card says, he just forwarded the mail on to the intended recipients. But then two notebooks from Mandela arrived, containing drafts of scores of letters.
Well, I could post the letters, but what was I going to do with the books? To return them, who was going to get them down at Robben Island? It could have been anybody. They would have ended up in the rubbish heap, burnt, and those valuable documents would not have been available. So I realized that nobody would know that I'd actually kept them. So I took them and put them on top of my wardrobe.
And that's where they stayed for 33 years. Card says he tried to return them several times since Mandela's release from prison in 1990, but could never get past Mandela's entourage of assistants. Cornelius Thomas, a historian in Card's hometown of East London, helped Card arrange a personal handover of the notebooks a few weeks ago. Mandela joked with Card about the Rivonia trial and thanked the former apartheid policeman for not selling the books to a private collector. The notebooks contain rough drafts of letters Mandela crafted between 1969 and 1971. There were strict rules for correspondence from Robben Island. Inmates were only allowed to write one 500-word letter every couple of months. They couldn't write about prison conditions or fellow political prisoners. Thomas is the only person, besides Card, who's read the notebooks in their entirety. Thomas says they don't capture Mandela's daily life in prison.
But what comes through is more thinking about condition, the situation in the country, and about the future. And also letters of support, especially at the time when Winnie Mandela was being tried in 69-70.
The Nelson Mandela Foundation has disclosed two pages of the notebooks from 1971. In it, the jail leader of the ANC reminisces about his childhood. The letter is addressed to Sisi, who's believed to be one of his sisters. His foundation plans to make the rest of the notebooks public after Mandela has had a chance to read them. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.